Yes, I'm calling from Santa Barbara.
Yes, ma'am.
And I spotted something last night. I didn't spot it. I watched the whole damn thing. I was with two other people also. Do you want to hear the story?
Yes, we'd like to hear about it.
Okay. I was also a stewardess for a couple of years, so I'm familiar with flying objects. I'll tell you. But I was up in the mountains here in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And we were just coming. We were halfway out of a canyon area coming up to Old San Marcos Pass. I don't know if you're familiar with this area.
What highway number would that be?
I don't know.
Okay, we can check it anyway.
Okay. And then Camino Cielo, East Camino Cielo is another street that is important in this. We were coming up and we saw this bright light over, I guess it was east, sort of maybe southeast. And it was just sitting there. It was this huge light. And we stopped and stared, and all of a sudden it started coming towards us across the sky. And it was coming very fast, and there was no sound. And as it got closer, we could see these. It wasn't too far off either. It was not too high. I can't tell you. I guess it looked like it was about an inch, if that helps at all. And there were these red lights coming out of the top. And as it got over us, I was telling my friends, you know, tell it to come down or something. And these red lights came out, and this one kind of leaned over, sort of. I can't explain that right. Scanned the area where we were standing, and then it went just above us, up to this ridge. The bright light that was in the center went out, and three red lights came on. Then those lights turned yellow, and it landed. It just slowly sat down, and it was up on this ridge, and we got into a Jeep real fast, and it was a windy road, canyon road, coming out, and we got our directions screwed up and looked for, I guess, a good hour, and we couldn't find anything, and it was dark up there, and house lights confused us. But it was very, very real, and the three of us saw it, and I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like that before.
Okay, now, did this object have a definite shape?
Well, when we first saw it, it was just this sort of dome light on the bottom.
Right.
And then red lights up on top, that's all we could see. But as soon as the dome light went out, these red lights came on, and it was in a perfect triangle.
Uh-huh.
And then as it moved across the same, it seemed like it was exactly in the same place where the red lights, where they turned sort of a yellowish light, and then it slowly set down. It looked like it was almost like a parachute, the way it set down. It was real slow, and it had been moving very rapidly across the sky. Very rapidly, because it was completely across the horizon.
Uh-huh.
And within minutes, it was above us. It was really fast. I wish I could tell you approximately the speed, but I can't. You know.
Okay, when this thing stopped, did it stop directly overhead?
No, it slowed up as it went over us.
Uh-huh.
Quite a bit, and then this light came down and kind of swooped.
Now, when you say this light came down, are you talking about a shaft of light?
No, it was kind of like a, you know, a rotary type of a thing. Or it was kind of round. It sort of swooped down like something was. It was like a television, not a, like, you know, those things in the banks.
Yes.
That scan. It was sort of like that, only it didn't have a beam of light that came out, but you could see it, and it was moving, checking out the area where we were standing. We didn't become illuminated at all.
Did that thing that came down, did that actually come out of this other object?
Yes,
or away from it?
It was actually on the side.
I see, okay.
Of the thing. It kind of tipped down and peaked. Oh, it's really hard to explain that one part. I wish I could show you with my hands. Do you want me to send some pictures?
We'd love it, yes.
Not actual pictures, but I'm an artist.
Oh, great.
I can draw some things, and I'm sure that the people I'm with would be willing to help. All of our stories were exactly the same. We were talking to each other, and I would say, well, did you see this? And they would say, yes, I did, you know, and it was really fascinating. Has anything like this ever been reported, this kind of an object?
I haven't heard of anything like that. No, not especially with the object, the scanning from the bottom.
Well, no, it wasn't from the bottom. That's what I'm trying to explain. Let me send you a picture.
Okay, fine.
Because
beautiful.
It wasn't from the bottom. That's what was weird. It was almost like it peeked over from the top.
Okay.
But it did. I'm going to have to talk to my friends and put it down in a way that it's more comprehensible, because it sounds sort of...
About what time did you spot that?
None of us had watches on, but it was probably between... I would say it was probably around 10 to 11.
Okay.
Probably, you know...
Now, do you have any estimate on how high that was above you when it came over?
That's what I'm trying to think. It was, I'd say, let me see. Okay, there's an airport around here, too. We're at sea level. It seems like, I'm so bad at getting, Okay, maybe I can do it this way. It looked about the size of a DC-10, approximately, that would be flying at its normal height, which would be about, not its normal height. It would probably be about, 12,000 or something, only it wasn't that high up.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't. Let me talk to my friends and see if they have a better idea of the distance.
Okay, and this was last night?
Yeah, this was last night. This was really exciting.
Did you hear any sound?
No, nothing.
Everything is silent.
That's where we knew from the beginning when we saw this thing that it was something very unusual because it was a huge light. Was it just, it was larger than Venus is on its brightest, clearest night, and it was almost misty in the air. The stars all had a little bit of a fog glow around them. But, oh boy, this was really something to see, I'll tell you.
Do you think that this thing, did you have the feeling that it had your group picked and it came in specifically to check you out?
It seems like it because it was just sitting there, and it came right around, and then I was saying, tell it to land, and I was with, one other person was really excited about it, too, and the other person was very scared. And I was wondering if maybe that had something to do with it. I imagine if they can see us and do all this, they can tell what we're feeling.
We've seen a marked pattern where, in cases where fright or hysteria takes place, they have backed off.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's what I think happened because I was into it. I was calling them, come on down. I was doing it out loud, screaming at them, and they did land then. They stopped right above us and landed, and we couldn't find them. So we are going back up today. But I thought that might be it, the fear. And so we are going to go back up today, and I think in the daytime we can get our directions better. And I know if we really go to it, I know we can find where they landed.
Okay. How many were there in your party?
There were three of us.
Three, okay.
And then we did go back and get another man and woman that had a Jeep, and we all went up. But boy, I'll tell you, it's dark up there.
I imagine.
There were lights around in certain areas. We kept looking for something unusual, but there's houses up there, and they're it's a very nice and rich area, so they're far and few in between.
Uh-huh.
And then there's car lights, and boy, we were just going, by that time we were going on anything.
Okay, where did you get our number?
Oh, I got it from the tower at Santa Barbara Airport.
Okay.
I thought maybe if anybody had radar on, someone else might have picked it up too, but evidently they don't have any of this types of apparatus.
Okay, well, if we can get an investigator in to talk to you, would you talk to him?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, but I'd like the other people too also so we can get, all the information down correctly to you, because this was very exciting, I'll tell you. And I'm going to go ahead then. We're going up today to find the place that they landed, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. And we sure appreciate this report.
Oh, this is really exciting for me, too. I just hope I would have loved to have been able to see them and talk to them. There's still hope. I'm going up today.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
I never have. And, I flew for an airline, and I'll tell you, I've looked. And this was so unusual because we were in awe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to explain this. But...
Okay, well, thanks again.
Okay, thank you. And I'll get in touch if I find anything.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.